Hi Tony, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you very much. A little bit of a cold, but I'm okay.
That's all right. Just keep the
Me.
hanky with you and you'll be fine.
Oh.
It's an interesting time because it's that time of year when Christmas takes over the world pretty much in this country. And there are lots and lots of Christmas parties. I don't think any of it's to do with any religion, or mostly is nothing to do with religion. It's lots of people just going out and celebrating the time of year, which actually, for the most part, does engender sort of goodwill to all men, so to speak. So that's kind of nice, but it does leave you with a gap as to what to do in the new year. And of course, Crawley being Crawley, lots of things that usually go on haven't won't be going on for a while, but there are some things going on in the new year. Aren't there?
No, there's a lot of good things, and I can't believe Tony, 2024. Can you believe it? The time is just going so quick. But yeah, no, there's a lot of good things as usual in Crawley. It's really a lot of creative stuff, a lot of up and coming stuff, a lot of people, a lot of actually a chance and choices for the community to be involved in so many things. And as you know, I love films. I'm not brilliant on the knowledge. If you ask me something about 1920s, what was the, I remember the black and whites. I do remember those and Lauren Hardy and
You're doing better than me.
I used to watch them a lot, didn't we? We used to watch them in quite a lot.
Oh,
But
yeah.
so there's yeah, it was yeah, I love that era actually. But anyway, there is West Green Community Cinema, and that's brilliant. It's on St. Peter's Ifield Road, sorry, it's
Yeah.
on Ifield Road, and it's brilliant. I love that space, and Edward and Helen who run it are just amazing. So they've got a film coming up on the 10th of January.
Oh, yeah.
The Unlikely Pilgrimage of Harold Fry. And apparently this is based on a true story, but I'm not 100% sure. Not
Okay.
100% sure. Yeah, it could be. And also on the
That would be
20th.
a wholly British film. It's not one of the Hollywood things
No,
then.
no. No. It's an English film, and it's got one of my favorite actors in, but I forgot his name actually. But he's really I know.
You're
I know I
doing
forgot
well
his
there.
name.
I blame it on the
I'm
cold.
doing really well today. But yeah, that's on the 10th of January, and also another film called Past Lives, and that's on the 24th of January. So
Yeah.
it's West Green Community Cinema, Ifield Road,
Yeah.
but they're brilliant. I mean, I just think it's so nice to have these community cinemas because sometimes the commercial cinemas can be very, very expensive as well, though, can't they? They can be
Yeah.
really expensive if you're taking a whole family out. When I take my kids out, I just find it really expensive. So these little community cinemas are nice, friendly. You get tea and coffee as well, and biscuits, and it's a nice social event as well.
Yeah, it's churchcrawley.co.uk, and it's St. Peter's, I do believe. West Green Community Cinema. It's run as a not-for-profit organisation by a team of volunteers. So, I mean, that's always a good thing. Say it's at St. Peter's West Green, and they're actually looking for some film suggestions as well. But they have a cafe there as well, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, so you can get tea and biscuits and coffee as well and cake sometimes. So yeah, I mean that's what I like about it. So it's not just about the film. You have this kind of social interaction with other people that enjoy films, and sometimes they do like a chat afterwards as well. And how you found the film, how you find the acting. So that's quite nice as well. And films always bring people together, though, don't they?
Yeah.
So they're
Can
brilliant. Yeah.
I add one thing in there? Because
Yeah.
I know we're doing January, but I have to mention this because I went looking them up. On Wednesday, that's this week, Wednesday of this week,
Yeah.
It's
Yeah.
a Wonderful Life, 1947. Now, you know, you said about black and white films.
Yes.
Frank Capra directed this one. It's James Stewart, Donna Reed, Lionel Barrymore, and Gloria Graham. And of course, the wonderful story of George Bailey and how they sort of kind of put him to rights over Christmas. Absolutely wonderful film. It's
Yeah.
on at the West Green Cinema, the Community Cinema, this week. So if you fancy that one,
Yeah.
go down there, get
I'm
involved, and
Yeah,
take a look at it.
I saw that on TV a few days ago. I saw that, and there's bits that you always kind of miss and think, oh, I don't remember that bit. I don't remember that bit. But it's such a moral story as well,
Yeah.
isn't it? And
Yeah.
all about, and when was it made? Like in 20s or 30s?
1947.
Or 47. So, I
Yeah.
mean, I always think about the depression, like 1920s was the depression in America
Yeah.
as well. So it kind of has that kind of feeling about, you know, not having work and poverty and social class and everything. So,
well, I think it was on the back of the war, wasn't it?
Yeah. So you need to get your hankies out.
Well, you know the modern day equivalent of that, don't you?
No.
If you haven't seen it, get yourself a copy of The Muppets Christmas Carol.
No.
Seriously. It's based on the same thing.
Really?
Yeah.
I want to watch that. I used to watch The Muppets quite a lot, but
it takes old Bob Cratchit through his past, present and future, you know, Christmas past, Christmas present and future, which is what they of course did in A Wonderful Life. And the analogy is strange that you have a green frog telling you all about this stuff.
It's like the wonderful Grinch, isn't it? The Grinch. That's kind of the opposite of that, though, isn't it?
Yeah. This is true. There you have it. The West Green Community Cinema, worth a little look. A couple of films coming up in January, and of course, don't forget, A Wonderful Life on Wednesday if you've got nothing better to do. Now, you are also, if I'm right, you're involved with Creative Crawley, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I'm one of the trustees on Creative Crawley, and I have been for a few years, and we are wonderful, even though I'm saying it, but we are wonderful. The team that started it, the team, the volunteers, the production, everything is just amazing. So we've got something called Give It a Go.
That's what I was going to mention.
Yeah. And you know why this is so nice? It's for people from the age of 3 to 83, so nobody is excluded. Everybody's welcome. And Give It a Go. Obviously, you can do music, you can do dance, there's going to be fun. Different things are happening in different locations. For example, in Broadford Community Centre, the Hawth, or the Theatre Centre, which is a new group, and it's opposite the Crawley Hospital. So this is for exhibitions, for talks, for different performances that happen. So, I mean, I love Creative Crawley, and I think this is one of the great projects, actually, because it says that you're welcome. It doesn't matter if you're 50, if you're 60, it doesn't matter, you know, where you're from, what, you know, whatever your background is, just come and enjoy and be socially interactive, learn some skills. You can learn skills, you know, when you're performing for youngsters, it's a skills to learn, isn't there? There's workshops on talks and on building confidence, and it's fun, it's accessible. Some of the events are ticketed, but some of them are it's only £5 if they are. So it's some events are free and some are you have to pay £5. But Creative Crawley, once again, in the last few years, has just putting Crawley on the map. Forget going to Brighton. Come and enjoy performances, live music, poetry in Crawley.
Well, that's what we're trying to do here right now, actually, shine a spotlight on what is available in Crawley, because it is a vibrant place these days, and it's, well, multicultural by any standard. And it's a lovely thing to see that you've got input from various different parts of the world to make a wonderful melting pot Crawley. And you can say you've got this thing called Creative Crawley, and you described it as being for people from 3 to 83. Yeah. I prefer to say it's for children of all ages.
That's a good idea. Yeah, it's your wording, isn't it, Tony? That's why you're on radio. Your wording's excellent. But Crawley, and we always say this, is such a good community here. Mm. You know, even though we live in different areas, Maidenbower, Bewbush, Broadford, whatever, but we all get together when we need to get together. Mm. And I think we need to give a legacy for the next generation as well, Tony. And I think Creative Crawley is doing that very much. So with networking and also with working with other people as well, we're not just precious about just us being Creative Crawley. It was working and networking with everybody. Mm. And I think we need to leave legacies for the youngsters and actually say there are creative hubs out there. There's music, there's theatre, there's dance, there's poetry. And don't be afraid to actually access these things and be part of something. I think it's wonderful.
Well, anybody interested, Give It a Go runs from the 18th of January to the 16th of March. Involves, as I'm looking at the website and it says, bingo, performance party, podcast, exhibitions, talks, meetups, workshops, and there is a video available to see on YouTube. Literally, go to the website creativecrawley.com and you can find all of this stuff. It's absolutely phenomenal. And I can see where you got the 3 to 83-year-olds from. I got it now.
Are you in the bracket, Tony?
Yeah, I'm well, just about, really. I was wondering the way you describe it. What happens when you get to 84? But that's another story. We're not going to go there, are we?
We won't exclude you. We won't ask for your birth certificate. Don't worry.
Okay. Music is one of those things that gets a bit of coverage in Crawley. And it's not just one style of music. There's lots and lots of music going on. And the Ensemble Reza are back in Crawley in January, Tuesday the 23rd. From 12:30 to 1:30, and it's Lucy and Ahmed who are joining the group for Crawley this lunch, this particular lunchtime, which is, as I say, the where is it? Tuesday the 23rd of January, yeah. Say from 12 noon. Look, that again looks like a really good event, and the best bit about it is it's free.
Yeah, I love that. I love it. And I've been to a few of their events, actually, and they're quite good. And once again, it's about accessibility. The creative industry needs to be accessible. And as you say, music, it just brings everybody together. You know, it triggers off memories. It triggers off childhood memories of your favorite. So Ensemble Reza, they're just a brilliant group, actually. And they do so much. And over the Christmas period, they do a lot. And in the New Year as well, they do quite a lot of stuff. And, you know, the lunchtime concerts that they put on, I think they're amazing. I think it's just... it's so nice. It's
In Broadfield.
Yeah, this one's in Broadfield. And has it got, is it violin and guitar as well, I think? Yeah.
I believe it is. I haven't quite got the whole of the detail there, but there's again a website to go and look at. It's Ensemble Reza, which is reza.com. And this particular performance is at Christ the Lord in Broadfield. And if anybody needs the postcode for this one, it's RH119BA. Well worth a little look for some really, really good music.
And free music, which is as you said, is brilliant, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. Now, lovely. One of the other things you've always talked about is the diversity. And it's fairly apparent that there's a huge diversity in Crawley. And one of the... I don't know how you describe it. One of the groups that is expanding or getting larger in Crawley is the Malay community. And there's a, where is it? It's called Crawley Malaya League Community.com and a music, Christmas and New Year music at night party.
Yeah, a brilliant. I mean, we know Crawley in over the last 30 years, different communities have come in, have settled and made a mark. And the Malayan community are brilliant, you know, music, dance, festivals. And I think they're brilliant. And I think I've not really heard much about them. So I'm really happy that they're coming and doing a lot of things. So this is on the 13th of January. It's in the Maiden Bower Community Centre. And it's a Christmas celebration and music. It's from 6 o'clock in the evening to 10 in the evening, which is nice, actually. That's quite nice. But they will have bits of music, bits of food. You can taste Malayan food. And I think it's so wonderful that this community is putting something on. Because then it's introducing themselves, but also saying everybody's welcome as well. And, you know, and I think we shouldn't be afraid to celebrate different cultures and know about different communities that come in from the outside. I think it's so important. So, 13th of January, Maiden Bower Community Centre. And let's all go and see what it's all about, actually. It'd be quite interesting to see how they celebrate Christmas.
Well, it's the Crawley May... it's kind of tricky to pronounce, actually. Yeah. Malayali Community, which is Crawley, Malayalee, community.com. That's the website. If you go there, again, there are some absolutely fabulous YouTube videos of, what it's all about. There's it's all to do with dance. There's lots and lots of... rather long words that are beyond my capabilities of pronouncing, but there's cinematic dance, there's a welcome dance, there's all sorts of things going on there. So this, again, is something that is probably well worth a little look.
And they welcome everybody. You know, you don't need to be from that community. So, some people just think, oh, should I go? Should I not go? Just go. Go and experience something new and different and something different cultural. And I think that's so wonderful about Crawley.
Yeah.
And we always say that's what brings Crawley such a wonderful community and so brilliant in what they do and what they deliver. So definitely go and check it out. I might go pop along, actually.
Yeah. It looks very colourful, and I'm told the food's very spicy. So right up your street, I would say.
Take napkins and water, then.
I would say take napkins and water and your own knife and fork, and you'll be fine. Parveen, we've just about come to the end of it for this year. Lots and lots of things have gone on, and we've been doing this, I think, for almost a couple of years now. Are you noticing a change in the area? Is it becoming even more diverse than it was? Are people being less sort of insular and actually looking more outward, do you think?
Definitely. And I definitely, after COVID, people are looking for something, a belonging, an identity, culture. Mm. And I think it's really heightened Crawley and really putting Crawley on the map, that as communities, we can all become one community, really, Tony. And I think that's so wonderful. And I think the volunteers, I think all the staff and lots of organisations, I think it's so wonderful that everybody
can get
together.
They're kind of the unsung heroes, aren't they?
Yeah, I think the volunteers are definitely volunteers. And you know me, I always say and celebrate carers and unpaid carers and all those little, the dustbin people, men that pick up the rubbish and everybody, I do litter picks with some of my organisations. I think everybody should be acknowledged and represented, and I think Crawley is doing a much, much better job than from a few years ago. So I really wish everybody a good Christmas, you know, a good new year. Let's put Crawley on the map for 2024.
That sounds like an absolutely good, great idea, that does. Parveen, it's been wonderful talking to you this year. May I wish you great tidings of the season, is the only way I can describe it, really. May you enjoy lots and lots of rice, because I've seen your bowls of rice. They're huge. And the rest of your cooking as well. You have an absolutely wonderful time and a good break, and we will catch up with you again in the new year. But for now, Parveen, thank you. Happy Christmas, and we'll see you in the new year.
Thank you, Tony.